The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Earlier this morning, I suggested that sometimes it's useful to adopt certain perspectives, kind of practice perspectives, certain points of view, and to support us in our practice. And one of the points of view I recommended, the point of view I recommended was that the point of view that every moment things start new. Things are fresh. That every moment is a new moment. The whole world begins anew in the moment you notice that you're here. And it's true. It's also not true, right? You know, it depends a little. And it's, but the idea that everything starts new right now means that you're not weighed down by the past, by what happened, and ideas from the past, memories from the past. And you're ready to see fresh, new, what's this like now? Look around. What's true now? And we know that there are plenty of times where we carry with us old ideas that are, you know, the world has long since changed, but we're the only people carrying along that idea. And one of the common ones is about ourselves. And it's not uncommon for people's self-image to be behind the times. And so, you know, to think, you know, still think of themselves as they were at an earlier age, and the reference point is how they were then, and as opposed to how they are now. Or for whatever reason, so we have ideas, we bring with us ideas of who we are from the past. But if everything starts new, it means you start new, and you don't have to be anybody. You can be just discover who you are. Who am I now? What's going on now? So I think it's a useful perspective, and one of the ways that these kinds of bringing a perspective into the practice that really works well, wait, doesn't work well, is if it's simply a Pollyannish overlay on top of the situation, where we kind of pretend or we kind of force ourselves into, wow, Gil says everything's supposed to be new every moment, and I'm just going to, you know, force myself to see it that way, or something. And certainly don't want to over, you know, one of the big teachings of our Vipassana tradition is to not be limited by the concepts that we have in our mind. And so to not see through concepts. And the very idea that things are new as a perspective, that itself is a concept, right? So just, but the way that it can be useful, one way it can be useful to adopt certain perspectives or certain points of view or certain ideas in our practice is not to force reality into those ideas and that perspective, but rather to use that perspective as a reference point to help us see more clearly what we actually are doing. So if we use everything is starting anew every moment as a reference point, that idea, that might help you to see more clearly how much you don't allow that to be. You might see that actually how many ideas you bring with you, how many, but wait a minute. You know, if everything starts new every moment, and it's a whole new universe, maybe my car keys won't work in my car anymore. Or maybe someone else has taken my car home or my shoes home because, so you start having reservations about this. But, you know, those are maybe silly examples, but wait a minute. If I don't remember that I am this kind of person from the past, then I won't be able to take care of myself now. Or if I don't remember that that person's a jerk, how am I going to, you know, I won't be able to give the person his or her due justice. And I'm not going to let go of that grudge, you know. Or that, no way, you know. It's all new and fresh. I have to see the person new and fresh. And that doesn't, the person doesn't deserve it. Now, you know, so anyway, so there might be all kinds of exceptions you want to have for that idea, that maybe you're 99% of the time you're willing to see things new, but that there's like 1% from that. So the point being that you can use as a reference point, you start seeing more clearly perhaps the ideas, the exceptions that you have, the ideas of the past, the ideas of things that are not new. And some of them might be deeply, you know, emotionally felt. You might be deeply, deeply weary, so exhausted from all the doings, all the experience of life that you've had, all the ways in which the demands and the oppression that you've experienced. You hear this idea that everything starts fresh every moment, and you're supposed to adopt that perspective, and your thought would be, Gil doesn't understand. I am so exhausted from how the world's been treating me, my experiences in life, that the exhaustion is not an idea. And then you might see more clearly that you are exhausted. In fact, you are carrying with you this legacy of feelings and emotions and tiredness or whatever from a life experience. So it doesn't allow you to see it fresh so easily because of how you are. And then you see it more clearly how you are. And the one of the key things we're trying to do in this practice is to see clearly how we are, see clearly how things are. That's the goal, not to overlay an interpretation. And so this perspective that everything starts anew every moment is a powerful perspective to bring. Sometimes it just helps us to see fresh in and of itself. It helps us to put down the concepts and ideas. And sometimes the reason it helps is it helps us to see how we don't do that and how difficult it is to do that. It's not a mistake that we can't do the instructions, see everything anew. That instruction isn't so helpful if you see yourself as mistaken, not living up to it. But if you adopt that perspective and you see all the ways you can't do it, then the instruction has worked. Because then you see, oh, this is how it works for me. I see clearly now. This is how it is for me. And now, what am I going to do about it? Now that I see how my mind works, what do I do? Maybe I need rest. Or maybe I need to hold it with acceptance or forgiveness. Or maybe I need to change something or look more deeply and reflect more deeply or talk to a friend about it or something. So in this practice, sometimes it's useful to adopt certain perspectives, and there are a whole range of perspectives you can adopt. And then from that perspective, don't hold yourself accountable to in such a way that you get weighed down or feel bad about yourself, but use that perspective as a way to help highlight and see more clearly what is here. And if adopting a perspective doesn't help you to see more clearly, which sometimes it won't, then it's time to drop it. Then it's not needed anymore. And so the one that I'm recommending today is the perspective that everything starts anew every moment. Everything starts fresh every moment. And what is it like to step into a world where everything is new? Now. And if you'd make that step into a new world, what you might notice is how much luggage you bring with you from the past. You packed well. Okay, those are my thoughts for this morning.